And Environmental Group's new report shows the broad range of contaminants in many drinking water systems in the Ohio Valley. As Nicole Irwin reports, the research highlights the gap between what regulations require and what health advocates recommend for drinking water quality.
Water is pumped from a clear well to the high service pump station here at Paducah Water. General Manager Bill Robertson says this is the cleanest water you'll find in the city.
The water is at its best quality when it leaves here. Then it has to go through pipes, it has to go through pumps, it has to go through tanks, it has to go through your plumbing at your house. And it can only do one thing, and that's degrade.
But clean as it is, a new report from public health advocates at the Environmental Working Group identified contaminants in Paducah's water that could pose health risk, even though the water system meets legal standards.
Legal doesn't necessarily mean safe.
That's EWG senior scientist Dr. David Andrews. His team created a scale based on highly protective California health standards at one end and less stringent federal guidelines at the other. The group then used water sampling data collected by utilities. The report shows the Ohio Valley is riddled with energy companies and chemical plants that rely on disinfectant byproducts to treat their wastewater discharges. The EWG site shows West Virginia with the most contaminants, with 83 chemicals flagged between 2010 and 2015. Ohio has 81 and Kentucky 56 contaminants.
I don't think there's anything specific that we're adding to that, except just collating all that information together and presenting it in a way that's accessible to consumers.
Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet spokesman John Mura has a problem with how it's presented.
It is misleading. Overall, I will say this. They're pairing Kentucky's levels with California guidelines, when we are held to maximum contamination levels set by the EPA.
Muir doesn't want people to think that the state's water is unsafe. He says that 99.7% of the state's utilities are federally compliant. Meeting the EWD standards is complex. West Virginia remediation specialist Mark Glass says controlling disinfectant byproducts is a concern for most utilities.
The problem therein lies if some of the disinfectants, such as chlorine, that are added can perform secondary reactions and can have another sort of health risk associated with them.
Bill Robertson says he stands by Paducah Water's end product.
Well, there's always more we can do. It's just at what cost. At some point, you reach the point of diminishing returns where it costs a whole lot of money to just make a very small incremental improvement in the water.
And as the EWG report suggests, carbon filters and other water purifiers placed on household sinks can reduce many contaminants. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.